Revelation chapter 13. Then I stood on the sand beside the sea, and I saw a beast coming up out of the sea, having 10 horns and 7 heads. On its horns were 10 crowns, and on its heads was the slanderous name. The beast which I saw was like a leopard. His feet were like the feet of a bear, and his mouth like the mouth of a lion. And the dragon gave him his power, his throne, and tremendous authority. And one of his heads seemed to have been wounded, resulting in death, but his deadly wound was healed. So the whole world admired the beast, and they worshipped the dragon who gave his authority to the beast. And they worshipped the beast, saying, "Who is like the beast, and who is strong enough to wage war against him?" And he was given a mouth, speaking great things and slander. And he was given authority to make war for 42 months. So he opened his mouth to slander God, and to blaspheme his name and his tabernacle, and even those who live in the heavens. And it was granted to him to make war against those set apart for God, and to overcome them. And he was given power over every tribe, people, language group, and nation. And all who live on the earth will worship him, everyone whose name has not been written in the scroll of God's life, of the Lamb who has been slain since the foundation of the world. If anyone has a hearing ear, let him hear. If anyone is destined for captivity, he will go into captivity. If anyone kills with the sword, that is, rises up physically to fight, he will be killed with the sword. This is the test of the patience and the faith of those set apart for God. Then I saw another beast coming up out of the earth. He had 2 horns resembling a lamb, and he spoke like the dragon. He exercises all the power of the first beast in his presence, and he causes the earth and those who live on it to worship the first beast, whose death wound was healed. And he does impressive miracles, that he even causes fire to come down out of heaven to the earth in front of men. So he deceives those who live on the earth through the miracles which were granted him to do in the presence of the beast, and tells those who live on the earth to make an image of the beast who was wounded by the sword and lived. And it was granted to him to give breath to the image of the beast, so that the image of the beast could speak and decree that anyone who does not worship the image of the beast would be killed. And he forces everyone, the insignificant and the important, the rich and the poor, the free peoples and the slaves, to be given an impression of his character on their right hand or on their forehead, that is, directing their actions and their thinking, in order that no one would be able to conduct business, that is, buy or sell, except someone who has the impression of his character, either the name of the beast or the number of his name. Here is wisdom. He who has understanding, let him calculate the number of the beast, because it is a man's number, for his number is 666. This is the end of Revelation chapter 13. The Father's Life New Testament Version was translated and produced by A Grain of Wheat Ministries, not by the reader, Wayne O'Connor. We hope you enjoyed this segment of the Father's Life New Testament Version. The Father's Life New Testament Version, in its entirety, is available for free at www.agrainofwheat.com. Request your copy today.